So you date the Torah, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Already. We all know the final Mishnah in the Tachti Yuma, until the Yom Kippur, statement of Rabbi Akiva, whose yahrzeit, who was murdered, Al Kiddush Hashem, on Yom Kippur. Omer Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, Lefti Miyatem Metarim, Umi Metar Eschem. Avichem Shiva Shemayim. Brings to Psukim, Vizarakti Aleichem Mayim Tahirin, Vitahartem. The Omer, another pasuk says, Mikve Yisrael Hashem, pasuk Nirmia, which ends off Mishiyim Be'isora, the Abish to protect us in the time of Sora. And there's three types of taris. Mikve Yisrael Hashem, Mikve is Metar, Eden are Metar, Klal Yisrael, the Tzibur is Metar, the Eibush is Metar. And Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that this statement of Rabbi Akiva, "Lifnei mi atem metarim mi metar eschem," is merames on the avodah of kedusha during the period of Sfiras Ha'omer. It was safartem lochem. That's to be sphere. You have to shine, radiate, illuminate. Lochem, lochem is nutrikun kedei letareinu mikli pesenu. And Rabbi Akiva says, "Lifnei mi atem metarim mi is gematria 50. In the avoid of the 49 days of Sfiras Omer, atem metarim mezuzah dolasatol ki yidua. On Pesach there was a gewaldige gili oir of meregadlus gili shchino. So all the madregas, all the light was taken away, and then you have to have your own avoid mimatul meila mezuzah dolasatol. Then umi." The 50th day, Shavuos, is weiter, the Eibush to Bechoydir Atzmai is Metar Eschem. Which is why the Pasuk says, V'safartem, how many days do you count? 50. The Poyo, we only count 49. So the general, simple answer you tell a 5-year-old child is, because the Torah generally, when you have Minyan HaSirius, you have in the tens, we round off to the nearest large number. What's Pshat? Torah is not Meduyah. The pshat is whatever you have. Let's say Torah says arboim yakenu, 40 lashes. The poel you only get lamed 39 malchus. Pshat is on the last madrega the eibush imakoyl. What does imakoyl mean? The eibush to bechoydeva atzmai comes to give the final tara in lieu of the 40th makkah. Al derech ze lifnei mi atem metarim, you did your avoida. Then me the 50th madrega that is granted to us. From the Eibush, if you do it, the smat the Shabbatov, everyone knows. The Chido brings B'shem Mekubolim, says in Parashat Yechi, Ephraim and Menashe, Kiruvin B'shem and Yuli, Ephraim and Menashe is Gimachi Ruvin, but it's not one missing. It's one more, the Eibush comes to fill up. And this we say, Umim, Metar Eschem, Avichem Sheva Shemayim, and Avichem Shemayim is Gimachia 765, which Gimachia Eis Sora, B'shem Be'eis Sora. The Eibush comes in Eis Sora to help call Yisro. Which is the central theme of Shavuos, as in Zohar HaKadosh, on Chag HaShavuos, a Tahara, a mikveh comes down, the etzim of Shavuos is one big mikveh. You do what tzaddikim were maflig in the, what they were massing, the kiddush of Rokim, after the mikveh, Shavuos in the morning, Bashmeres HaBoker, which the Zohar HaKadosh compares to a woman who needs to become Tahir Labaila, so she has to count Shiva Nikiyan, which is the idea of counting the 7 weeks. And as the Sforum, the Mashag, in the Sefer Al-Torah says, when a woman becomes Torah, she can't just become Torah, count 7 weeks. You have to first make a Hefzikara. The Hefzikara is the night, Lelis Kaddish Chag of the Seder. And then comes 7 weeks, which you have to count each day. Sofer Lalat, she counts 7 days. In the 7 days, every day she has to make a Bedika, which is what we have to do in our own hearts over the period of Sfiras Ha'omer. Gerade al pi halacha, if a woman forgot to make a Bedika, the Bedi'avad, as long as she made the first day and the last day, she go to mikveh. Al derech says, Sforim, there's a famous word from the Kodesh Tzur Magid, in the way this is role, Ad Mochros Hashabbos Hashviyos Tisbru Chamishim Yoyim. Then until the final day, a person could be miyayish, I've lost, you know, I've messed up my Sfiras HaOmer, I didn't spend the time correctly in preparing for Matan Torah. Until the last day, you could chap all 49 days. Tisbru Chamishim Yoyim. His son, Ramay Shila, we discussed last week, mentioned, says on the contrary, he says just on the stira, V'safar tel lechem mimochras HaShabbos, on the first counting, Sheva Shabbos Tzmim Ziyena, the first day also should include, the first week in other words, should also include all 50 days. How you start, how you finish. So it's all compared in Svarim, I could go on about that, but this is a whole topic in itself. But the whole idea of Sfiras HaOmer is compared to an Isha who's counting Shiva Nikiyim. And what is the avoid in preparation to be able to come to Shavuos, the mikvah, right? Is you have to get rid of all the chatzitas. There are so many, what do they call in English, interdispositions, so many which don't enable that the tefillah should be kosher. And the avoid of Sfiras HaOmer is to get rid of all the other rubbish which prevents you from being mitar. Who said this statement, Asheichem Yisrael lifni mi'atem mitarim? Why Rabbi Akiva? The Pashtus, because Rabbi Akiva is the Merkava for Teresh HaPeh, the Chulu Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva is the one in the famous Mashal, in the Gemara Brachas, the Samach Aleph, the Papas Ben Yehuda. Who is Papas Ben Yehuda, by the way? Whatever. The famous word that which a Flaxer brings in, from, he heard from a mayor of Shapira, Mayor de Gort, he's the Misyavin, he's the guy who wants to curry favor by the Romans. And at the end, he thought he'll be like the guy and act like a guy and whatever, the guy will love him, right? At the end, he gets arrested also. And he meets his prison mate, Rabbi Akiva, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, you were Nitrus of Kedusha. Your whole life is, when Rabbi Akiva, Masrekin, Besorim, Masrekin, Shabarzal, what does the heavenly voice cry out? Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, Shata Mezum in the Chayelim Habo. You already said Chalkach B'chayim, I asked many times. That every day that you lived, you didn't live in Elam Hazah. Your whole life was a She'ifa for Elam Haba, was something for Hechers, for Likus, for something higher. In the opposite of those people who think that you could try to curry favor by the Goy. I must tell you that in New York, over Pesach, there was a protest in Columbia University for Hamas. There were Yidden who were there in the tent with Hamas Nikim, Rushoyim, Arurim, butchers, whatever. And there were so many Yidden there, they made a Pesach Seder in the tent for Hamas. Hello. So many left wing, whatever. And you see, and the Goyim love you, they hate you, they'll send all of you to the same Auschwitz. Anyway, I'm getting back in your name. So therefore the whole idea of Shavuos is to go into this mikvah. Therefore in Zohar HaKadosh, the Lashon is, I'm saying this B'derech HaKdama, B'Shavuos Yufkun Migalusa, on Shavuos we go out of Galus. B'Shavuos Yufkun Migalusa, says the Mashkiach, is Gimatria Tav Tav Kuf Samach Lugin Shem HaMikvah. How many Lugin are there in the mikvah? 960. Hello? This Reish Mem Kavim, 40 saw, right? 960 Lugan, we discussed this countless times. Famous B'nai Sosker in El. How many days are there in the 40 days that Moshe went up for Yerachim? 40. How many hours in a day? 24. Didn't change since last time I asked you that same question. So together, 24 times 40 is 960. We've got thousands of it. Everything of Matan Torah is connected to 960. Masnisan is 960. Beis Talmud is Gimat. You draw a Beis Talmud, 2 times Talmud, 960. How much did the Luchas weigh? Take a guess. 960 Lugin. Right? I can tell you, we can talk hours, but 960. But that's not what I want to talk about today. So, Shvashuas, Yufkin Migaluso, which is Gimatri, Tatav Kusamach Lugin Jememikra, which is also Gimatri, Shafti, Ishalachuzosoi, is therefore a time of redemption once you're able to go to the Mikra. And I would just add it with Rakli, Hamayim Tahirim, Hasfira is Sfira's Aimer is Gimatri and Mayim Tahirim. It's this Tahara, this Kedusha that one is granted in this period, which, by the way, just parenthetically before I begin the Shir, I must tell you, is connected to the beginning of the Parsha also. How did the parasha begin this week? Emor lekahanim, Bnei Aaron, Nefesh liyitame ba'am. Emer v'amarta. So Chazal says, say the pasuk, Adot medrash, Hadot d'chsiv, Imris Hashem Amoris Tairis. Imris Hashem Amoris Tairis is dealing with what? The Kedusha of Torah. What do they got to do with the Kedusha of Kahuna? The Bechal is put in Svarim HaKadosh, the Toldos brings this and many others. Everything written in Torah is nitzchis. So even when you have a mitzvah that's given specifically to Kehanim, al derech avoida, it belongs to every Jew. Befrat by Matan Torah, which we're working up to, what does the pasuk say? Va'atem tiyuli mamleches Kehanim v'goy kodesh. Yes? So every Yid has the shtikl Kehanim l'nefesh l'yitam v'amav, which we need. A Yid has to be Torah, and Tahara comes through Torah. The Medrash says on the pasuk, "Mamleches Kehanim," that if Yidin wouldn't have sinned in the Cheto Egel, every Yid would have been a Kohen. In the Baal Turim, every Yid would have been a Kohen Gadol. How do I know? It's in Pirkei Avos. Yeah, every school child knows. Hillel says in Pirkei Avos, first chapter. You don't got to go far. Have a mitamido shel Aaron or your shalom raiser shalom, which is connected to Avodah Shiras Aimer. But I'm not a Kohen. Every Yid has to be mitamido of Aaron. And therefore, Shabbosos Tamimos is Gimatri of Atem Tilium Nechlekahan Vigoy Kodesh. How do you like that? And therefore, Emer Elekahan Bnei Aaron is Gimatri Omer Bemiloi. This is the way to become a Kohen. Okay, I'm not going to say. By the way, Derech Agav. What is Rashi Taich? Atem Tilium Nechlekahanim? Earth. Rashi. Sorin. Hello? What's the Gimatri of Sorin? 550. Hello? Goy Kodesh, what's the Gimash of Kodesh? 410. What is 550 and 410? 960, which is right to the Lugin Shebe Mikra. Etc., etc., etc. Now, the thing about Derech Hagdol, Chazal, Kadmoinim are mafflik. It's like awesome, it's mind boggling. Your hair will stand up when you see the Lushainis and Kadmoinim about the Kedusha, the flaw of the days of Sfira Soyim. The Rashash in the Sefer Nor Shalom says, I read the Lashon, Pesach v'yom elu heim sheirish l'chol yom eis Hashanah. This is the source of the whole year. U'bederach sha'odam ha'ilech v'hem, bo me'lichen eis l'chol yom eis Hashanah. The rest of the year depends on your avoida in Sfira Soyim. In Zohar HaKadosh says, someone who uses out properly in Sfira Soyim does not need the mishpat, he's exempted from the mishpat of Tishri. Of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, etc., etc. The Chiddush Arim, it brings me to the Arizal, Kol Havoyus HaOdom B'chol Yimei Chayev, your whole life, your whole future, eternity, depends on your Havoyus Sfira Soyim. So it brings it, told us, etc., etc. The Chum Sefer says the 49 days, the 50 days of Sfira Soyim, is like 50 or 100 years of your life. Hello? You know what that means? What a Jew could pick up during the days of Sfira Soyim is like incredible, is amazing. Just so who said this statement which deals with Sfira Soyim? Ashrechem Yisrael lifti mi umi metar eschem da avodah of the run-up, da achonah, and then shuvus. Why was there one of the great Ramosim in the name Akiva? Ayin Kuf Yud Beis Aleph. No, but I say this many times. I said that in the past. That's the Yom Kippur. We say the prayer. Now, what else? Yesh Koina Olamai B'Shoa Achas. Rosh Davis. Ground letters. Akiva. The Welt says, "What's Pshat? Yesh Koina Olamai B'Shoa." We're going to do Rabbi Akiva. Derech Agav. How many times does Rabbi Akiva appear in Shas? Anyone out there? The Gal Yerazim, right? Wrote this for him. Tav Kuf Samach Dalet. 564 times, which is alluded to in the Gemara in Yivam Mestav Tezvav. Hazeh Akiva Asher Shmoy Heilich Mi Soifa Oilum At Soifa Soifa Oilum At Soifa is Gimatria Tav Kuf Samach Dalet. Are you with me? But of the 564 times, how many times behedya do we pass in the Alocha like Rabbi Akiva? Take a guess. 375. Which is why the Gemara says in Gittin, Rabbi Akiva is called Rashi's Girsa, Oitzer Bolam. Oitzer Bolam is Gematria 375. Yesh koina oilamai b'shvachos. But that's derech agam. In case you ever get asked that in the pub quiz, right? Abertif forget yesh koina oilamai, that a person could be koina nitzchis, a return b'zeu babo l'mayel l'mato, that is connected to the reasons we'll discuss, to the specifically to Rabbi Akiva, which we'll try to elaborate. That's one thing you gotta why. What's going on here? What's Rabbi Akiva here? Just another one statement of the flaw of the days of Sfira Zoymer. Everyone knows the Gemara in Shabbos of Kufit Ches. A statement of Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rishon b'yachoy il mole mishamrim Yisrael shtei Shabbosos. What are these shtei Shabbosos? Says the Kozhik lover in Eretz Atzvi Amoyri Tigavort. Shtei Shabbos, for reasons we'll discuss, the Mishnah in Hedyos refers to the days between Pesach and Shavuos. Because Pesach is called Shabbos. Hello? How do you know? Mimachot HaShabbos. Shatul Mimachot HaShabbos. Ad Mimachot HaShabbos Hashvi. So both Pesach and Shavuos are called Shabbos. Il Mole Mishamrim Yisrael Shtei Shabbosos. Right? If Yidin would keep properly the days of Sfiras HaOmer, the Avodah, between Pesach and Shavuos, Miyad Heim Nego. And he connected to another famous statement, the Gemara in the Dorim, the Gemara in whatever, the Gemara says, Alma of the Horitz. Why was Eretz Yisrael destroyed? Why did he even go into Galut? Shalei Borchu Batayra Chil. So he says, they didn't make a bracha. That is the reason for a churban. So he says, the idea of a bracha before Limud HaTayra is Al Derech, Derech Eretz, Kodma LaTayra. Torah is not an intellectual, academic, PhD exercise. Torah is Kiddusha. Torah is a likus. And therefore, bracha, miloshin, brecha, as it says in Old Sforan Maktation, Torah is a chamik, Torah is metar, kenachalim, doy. And therefore, if a person learns Torah without the tara, the Kiddusha, the achana, to matan Torah, right? On this, you don't have the Derech Eretz, which is the prerequisite for Torah. Everyone knows how many nations, indigenous nations, were there in Eretz Yisrael? 7. Keneged, as the Arizal, put the Torah at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha. Keneged, the Zayin Midos Rosh. And the whole idea of the 7 weeks of Sfiras HaOmer is what? That a person is mitaren himself through Torah from the Zayin Midos Rosh. The Muichen, the... Right? And since a person did not use out the Leborcho Batayra Tchila, therefore you're going to Galus from Eretz Yisrael, which demands the Biru, the Zichur of the Zayin Midas Rosh. We have a pasuk which says, famous pasuk in Mishlei, Gambel Le Das Nefesh Le Tayra. Without Das, right? Who is the people who keep Das? Says the Malachi, Kisifsei Koyin, Yishmur Das. The Kehanim are the Bnei Das. And therefore we tell the Kehanim, Emer El Kehanim, the Bnei Das, L'nefesh L'yitam Be'amo, they have to have Tahara, right? How do you get Tahara? So the Gemara says in Shabbos, Taflam and Aleph, Das, Zeh, Wakey, Wakey, Taras. Through Taras, which is the connection, says the Divrei Yisrael, the Mojitzer. The end of Parshas Kedoshim, Kishmakenu. The pasuk says, "Va'aldil eschem min ha'amim liyos li dafkes u'das." As the Yerushalmi famously said, "Imein das havdolim enayim." Right? Das is that which separates the Yid from a goy. Das is what makes Torah into something of Tara, and therefore the avoida of Yimei Sfiras HaOmer. When the whole idea of Yitzchak rhymed, it was das. Yadatem ki ani Hashem, and it was all taken away. And you're back to your old self, Behema. Remember the Gemara says, Yisafra le Saifa. If you have the book, the Sefer, you don't have the Saif. If you have the Saif, you know, what's a Saif do? I know it kills. I knew that also. How does it kill? It chops off the head. Who is Paroi? Oisius Ha'ir. No Das. Lo Yadat Yisashem. The idea of Sfiras HaOmer, as if we have time, we'll discuss, to connect the mind, the intellect, the das, to affect the 7 meters. And that creates an Adam Hashol. Okay. This is Akan, an introduction, right? Which I didn't begin to understand what in the world is the connection between Rabbi Akiva, the Tara, the Mikvah of Shavuos, and how does this connect Afka to Geula in the Yemei Sfiras Hayom. The Loli Meshamer Yisrael Shem. There's something incredibly deep. And to be very, very honest with you guys, I really want to give a totally different shiur today. At 3 a.m. this morning, I found a shmooze from Rav Moshe Shapiro. I was so enamored by it because it's so brilliant, and at the same time, it's so, when after you go through it, it's like obvious. It's like push. I want to chaz over this word with you, and with that, you'll understand what I just asked before. I said, "Almoli misham rishel sheishabosis." The kosher lover says, "Pesach and." So, where do you see this idea? So there's a mission at the end of the second chapter of Edyas. Again, a statement of Rabbi Kiva. Apu, Amen. The Hamshach of three Mishnayos. He speaks about five things that are connected to Yud Beis Chodesh. Occurred over a period of 12 months. Mishpat der Hamabul, how long were they in went into liquidation? 12 months. Mishpat Iyuv, 12 months. The Mishpat of Mitzrayim with the Makis, 12 months. Goygu Mogig, Lasulove, 12 months. Mishpat Rishoyim Begehenim, how long? 12 months. As it says in Pasuk, the last Pasuk in the Novi of Yeshaya, Vahoya Mide Chodesh Bechotcha. Anyone just, how did I, what does Vahoya Mide Chodesh Bechotcha got to do with Mishpat Rishoyim Begehenim Yubit Chodesh? So the first, the Rishonim, Allah Sar say, next pasuk. Every month, every week, right? Every Shabbos. Then the pasuk continues. You will see the. Right, the corpses of the people who rebel against the Eibishter, their decay, loisamas won't stop, the isham leisichpe, the fire burning them won't extinguish, lahayu deroy and chobas, they will be eternally, I don't know what the word is, deroy, shame, humiliation. Rabbi Kiva is learning the. Pasuk, etc. It goes, it's connected to the first pasuk. How long will the Rishoyim burn in Gehenim from Chodesh Lechotzer? Same time, next year they are. Good, fine, you got five. Okay. Then, right afterwards, after Rabbi Kiva's statement, comes another statement, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. He says, when are Rishoyim Nidim Begehenim? From Pesach till Atzeres, from Pesach to Shavuos. Shenemar, Umidei Shabbos Pishabbat. What does that mean? Says the Raivit, says the Bartanur, because we just said Pesach is called Shabbos, and Atzeres is called Shabbos, so how long do the Rishoyim last in Begehenim? Shabbos Pishabbat. Can I ask you a question? A simple Jew comes to their rabbi, and typically I'd say, my Rachmanos, someone died. How long, my father and mother, how long do I got to say Kaddish for? The MS, you should say Kaddish, 12, not to say your father and mother, we're in the Shoim, right? So instead of 12 months, we knock it down to 11 months. Do you mean to tell me that according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who says the Mishpat of Shoim is only between Pesach and Shavuos, you only got to say Kaddish for 6 weeks? A rabbi will pass in that way, like, hello, he'll make a lot of friends, you know, but it's not true. Is al korchok, says Rabbi Shapiro, there's no machlikas here. There's a cheshbin of Mishpat Rishoyim Begehenim of 12 months, and there's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who says, in the days of Sfiras Omer, and they're not arguing. Maram Rachod is not pleading. But there's two cheshbonos here. The cheshbon of Rabbi Kiva, midei chodesh bechodshoy, 12 months. The cheshbon of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, between Pesach and Shavuos. What does this mean? What's going on? We all know at the end of Masechta, just keep that in the back of your brain cells. We all know there's in the end of Masechta Megillah, Tanya Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Ezra Tikin Lehem Yisrael, Ezra made a takono, that before Rosh Hashanah, what do we read? Two things. Before Atzeres, we read the Teicha in Buchukaisa, in Teres Khan. Yeah? Before Rosh Hashanah, we read the Teicha in Parashat Kisavah. Why? Becoming Rosh Hashanah, Day of Din, Kedei Shetich L'Shanah V'Kalisa. Let's get rid of the previous year, all of its curses, all of its challenges. You know? Says the Arbish, Lama Rosh Hashanah, Day of Din. What's this reading the Teicha of Teres Kahanim before Atzeres? Is Atzeres Rosh Hashanah? Says we're in. Because we say, in Atzeres and Rosh Hashanah, that not uva Atzeres nidoinim al peiros ha'ilam. On Shavuos, you're judged regarding the fruits of your trees. Everyone appreciate, everyone understands that? Makes sense? Shavuos is the only Yom Tov beside Rosh Hashanah they did the judgment on? On Pesach, you're judged regarding two. On Sukkot, you're judged regarding what? The Chag Dinam Alamayim. So you take them before Pesach and before Sukkot. Hello? What's special that Batzeres Nidunim al Peirus Ilon, they have a special Teichach reading in the pre, what's the word? Penultimate Shabbos prior to, you know, what's going on? So he said, it's just a simple word, it's so obvious, it's glaring, but it's like brilliant. What happened on the first, what happened on Rosh Hashanah? Why is Rosh Hashanah Echad B'Tishrei a day of Din? The Pashtus, that was the day, the Ayyim Tchilos Masecho, day the Eibushah created man, etc. You'll ask me the Shaila, but also we pass in the Gabit Kufis that the world was created in Nisan. Hello? So Tosfos famously says, the world was created in Tishrei B'Machshava, in Maisa, in Nisan. What's discussed is at great length, right? Asher Alkin, since B'Machshava, the world was created in Tishrei, and Rashi said, we discussed it last week, that B'Tchila Olam B'Machshava Lures Olam B'Midas Hadin, therefore Tishrei ever since becomes Midas Hadin. So Tishrei is the day of the creation of man. What is the verb, what is the word used to describe creation of man? Vayitzar Hashem Elohim Esodom. What do you know unique about the word Vayitzar? By Odom's creation. Rafuke, Behemoth, Chayas, where? Two yuds. Why two yuds? Says Rashi, Shte Yitzirus. Yitzir Leilam Hazeh, Vyitzir Leilam Abba. The creation in this world. And the creation in Elohab. When is the time of the Yitzir, the first Yud? The Yitzir of Elohazah, physical, tangible, Gashmiyazdika Yitzir of Adam Rishon, that was Echad B'Tishrei. Yes? When is the Yitzir of Elam Haba? Hello? That is Chag HaShavuos. Vashuas Nidoinim al Peiros HaIlon. The Ilan refers to, as all the Svarim HaKadoshim say, the Eitz HaChayim, the tree which is the source of all other trees, and that you're judged on Shavuos. Right? I've said many, many times that Reb Baruch Meshbusher famously said he has more fear prior to Shavuos than he had before Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, everyone's like, he hyped up and he had all the whole month of Elul with Slichas, with, you know, yeah. No? He says, you know, Mele before Rosh Hashanah is Abilkal Arop, Abilkal Arop, more or less, some more gash. You're judged regarding your Yiddishkeit, your Nitzchius, your Olam Haba, Rochnius, Elikus, right? They tell a story, who did Tzvila Tzadik, I think, he wasn't feeling well before Shavuos, they called the doctor, and they found that he had high blood pressure. So he said, Imishum Hai, don't worry. Every Yid, normally, if you're a sensitive Jew, you know what's going on, it's normal to have high blood pressure before Shavuos. You know what the Mishpat is. Kumt Ois, there are two Yitziris Vayitzar with two Yudin, right? an ilm had an hazadig yitzir and ilm habadig yitzir. On the Rosh Hashanah, which is the ilm hazad, so you're judged regarding ilm hazad. Kashmir is taking yon. What do you say in mi yichya, mi yomos, mi bikiptoy, mi loy bikiptoy, mi yishalev, mi yitzchaser, right? Mi oni, mi osher, mi yashpil, mi yor. Kashmir is taking things. That's the din of Rosh Hashanah. Atzeres, the judgment is on the chayi oylem not habesichin, eternity. Now let's work out something. When you create a year, right? What units of time create a year? Tomorrow in Megillah Daf Hey Amud Beis. Omer Achav Shmuel Min Ayin Shein Moinim Yomim Lishonim Shneimar Lichod She Hashana. Months create a year. Days don't nitzarav to a year. Asher Al Kain. Every yontiv, every festival in the Jewish calendar is based on months. The same Tesvav Tishrei, the same whatever, is based on a calendar date. Months. The only exception, obviously, is Atzeres, right? If Nisan, Iyar, and Sivan, right? Echad Moli, Echad Chosu, do we have a 10-hour calendar? So Shavuos falls out when? On 6th of Sivan. If both would be Chosur, hello, then Shavuos would be on the 7th of Sivan. If both would be Moli, it would be on the 5th of Sivan. It's a Chalai, what's Pshat? That Atzeres is not connected to Chadoshim, which is the basis of the year, and year means Shana, it repeats itself, right? It's for a 12-month period, right? That's the judgment. Shavuos is in the chay oylam not the pesachin. Shavuos, you're being judged regarding your neshama bazel babo mil milo lemat of nitzchias. Right, that's pshat. Chodesh b'chodshoy, vayi mide chodesh b'chodshoy, umide Shabbos b'shabbatim. Can I ask you a question? The physical, tangible, observable, demonstrable differences in gashmius, kayetz v'chayrif, etc., etc., are seen according to the Chodoshim or according to the Shabbos b'Shabbat or the days? Huh? Chodosh. Except the Manchester, where Chodosh are mixed up. Right? Yeah, but based on month, the calendar, the seasons are based on months. Shab Yomim, 7 days, which create a Shabbos, nothing to do with the seasons, because the same 7 days is throughout the entire year. How do you establish a Shavuos? You have 7 weeks. Do you ever ask yourself, why in the world is Shavuos, Zman Matan Torah Seinu, called Shavuos? You know, Shema Milsi, what does Shavuos mean? Weeks. Is that, what does weeks got to do with the central theme of Shavuos? You have kilos of rokim, you got whatever. The whole nature is going crazy. What are you going to do with the fact that Shavuos 7 weeks? Because Shavuos brings out what the essence of the Yom Tov is. It's something which is not observable and demonstrable in Gashmius, in the physical world. It's something keneged Olam Haba, not in this world. So when you have a calendar date, an event happened in history, and then it's repeated every year, same calendar date, it's the Yom Tov. Shabbos is a repetition of 7 days, same 7 days, right? Over and over and over. When does Shavuos start? When is the Shavuah, this period of Shavuos, when does it start? It's not like Shavuos is Shavuos. The week starts with Pesach. As per the capital in Yecheskel, Pesach is the day of the birth, it's the birthday of the Jewish people. That's when we became a nation. The Abish took Abani Bechari Yisrael, we became a people. When is the Gemar of the Kinyan of Kol Yisrael, the Abish took us as a nation? L'kachim lom, matan Torah. So the 7 weeks, each week being 7 days, right? It starts on Pesach. When does it conclude? Shavuos. And therefore this whole period is called what? There's Chodesh B'Chodshui, all the other festivals of the year, right? And then there's Shabbos B'Shabbat, which is specifically said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. That's Pesach, that's the period of Sfiras Oimer. Okay, can I ask you another question? Where do you find 7 times 7 also in Yiddishkeit? Right? And the Ramban famously says the 7 weeks of Sfiras Oimer, which lead up to day 50, is al derech, the 7 years, 7 Shemitahs, which lead to a Shemitah, then 7 Shemitahs, which lead to the 50th year again, which is Yehu. Just Lahoyer, the Mashkiach says, as Oimer Reishis Kitzirchem, is Gimatria 2082, which is Gimatria Yehuvilhi Shnasach Hamishim Shonat Yelchem. Remember the same Gimatria, same Indian. Yehuvil is called Shabbos Shabbos. When else do we have a Yontif called Shabbos Shabbos? Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur. And the flaw is, Yom Kippur is pshat that the whole Yovel is a year where the whole year is one shtickle Yom Kippur. Bizman, that they were Nevi'im. Bizman, Sheroiv Yisrael Shriyim Alad Mosom. Then is a din of Yovel. Huh? There's no Yovel. Because not whatever. And therefore, that's pshat that we're living in a period that we forfeited the Torah that was given to us in Shavuos. And the only Torah we have, Luchos Rishonos, the only Torah that we have is the Torah given to us a makeup from Yom Kippur. Aber ilu zachinu, and the way it will be in the future, the world will be, there'll be an emes Yovel, and that'll be the emes of 50th day. Right? Okay, let me ask you one more question. Which was worse, the Averis which led to the Churban of the first Beis HaMikdash, where Yidin worshipped Avodah Zarah, Gil HaRayah, Shvichas Damim, or the second Beis HaMikdash, where Yidin learned Torah and they were Frum and Erlich, whatever? But, right? No? How do you know? Hello, the Tanoim HaKadoshim argued this out. They weren't you. Hello? Back and forth. Because the Rishonim nigla avoinam, aber therefore they had a kate of 70 years. Our gullus, you have expression langvid gullus, it just doesn't seem to stop, right? So the Gemara said when they asked Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan argued this, they asked Rabbi Elazar, and he said, Biru Tichiyah. The fact that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash is the charaya that those Averis, Shaloyin Nizgalo Avoinam, they weren't revealed, and therefore Loyin Nizgalo Kisim and the Galo Shlept, and whatever, is a more deeper benefesh, right? Or be'etzem benefesh, and therefore they are worse. So Rabbi Shapira said a word, a very sharp, mostly the word. Do you remember the Ramban? Why are there two Teichachos, one in Bechukai and one in Yisavi? Which is longer? How many Klolos Rachman Lothan in Yisavi? And in Bechukai 49. What does Bechukai end with? A whole, whatever, in the Teicha Gufa, in the Gufa, the text of the Teicha, at the end of with Gewaldiga Divrei Nechama. Right? With the Hartiest Bris Rishonim, Bris Rishonim, by the way, is Gimachiu, Olechol Abrachal Elvis Yigucha, right? And Gewaldiga Brachas. How does the Teicha of Parshas Kisavei end up? No, zero. There's not one word of Divrei Nechama. Finished. Afterwards, it's psukim, the parish David Chakan, the Shalta Shemni Kecha, the Shavah Shem Shuzcha, all the Haftochas afterwards. But in the goof of the Teicha, because the Chariah, the Teicha of Kisavoi, is far worse. right? Double the amount of tichoch and no nechom, which is our golus, and the golus is shlepsach. What do we read before Shmuel? Listen to this word. What do we? How does the tichoch of Kisovi? How does it end? Says Rabbi Shapiro, it's a tifa, it's a Muslim word, a very tifa word. You'll go into a bitter finster golus, and there'll be yidden who want to go back. The chacham is showing the end off with remembering they went out of Mitzrayim, etc., etc. They finally took us out of Mitzrayim. The last thing, chacham, you want to go back to Mitzrayim? With machart the avod the shvachis, the ain't queen came of it in Israel. No one want to buy you. You act like a goy, you eat like a goy, you think like a goy, you wave the flag for the goy, and the goy will diminish. The goy rejects you, and that's the last thing in our bitter finster goals. That's the goals of Chodesh B'chodesh, a year, Teva, nature, Olam Hazeh. What do we read, however, before Atzeres? Hello? It's a tifa word. Before Shavuos, we read the smaller Teicha of Memtes Klolos, right? And how, because Sfiras Omer has the ability, the Memtes Yomim of Yemei Sfiras Omer, the Matmoinim, to take us out of the Golos of Parshas. There's a Gewaldige Chiba and Nechoma in this Teicha that you don't have later before Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah, we said, is a day of din. You want to get out of that din? Proper tshuva. In the teicha of Bechukosai, prior to Shavuos, here it's a much smaller way, an easier way, and the Avo, the Eber, the Knesset Yisrael, becomes, that's the Atzeres Nami Rosh Hashanah. It's a much easier way to get out. And there's a din of Rishoyim and Gehenim, Yud Beis Chodesh. And that, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri said, there's another faster fast track, and that is the days between. You know, the Ramban says that the emes is Sfiras Omer days should be like Chol HaMoed. Pesach is one yontif, Shavuos, Atzeres, the final days, and in between you have one big Chol HaMoed. Do we act in Sfiras Omer as if it's Chol HaMoed? Faket, it's Avelus. Right? You have the ability, the key. This is what I said to the Kosher Glover said. I'm just basing it, right? Now I understand why Ilmole Mishamim Yisrael Shtei Shabbosos, the days of Sfiras Omer, you have the key to Geula. Geula protest for every individual, in your own Avodas Hashem, Geula for Klal Yisrael. And that's the idea of Cheirus. Cheirus, I'm not trying to elaborate. Cheirus is pshat. By the way, Cheirus is Gimatria Chacham Vinadas. Right? When a person has muichin, I'm not, the whole arichus is income. When a person has seichel, the opposite of behema, right? And he thinks what's happened. His mamship, shavua, by the way, is seven times muich. You have seichel. You bring the giluyim of the oyer, whatever, into whatever. That is the idea we said before about mikvah. What is the mikvah? The Rambam famously says in the end of the mikvahs that a person is toivul b'mehadas ator. What does that mean? I'm not type of person to give musa to anybody. But this, I met a person, a good person, and he means very well. And he's frum, right? So he tells me when he's on the treadmill, he goes on the treadmill, and he has a safer, he has a special sender on the treadmill, and he can learn when he's on the treadmill. Wherever he's doing this, he can listen to music in the background, and he's learning the Gemara over here. And unbelievable how multifaceted a person can do 30 things at a time. When you speak about going to mikveh, and the Rambam says learning Torah is a form of going to mikveh, you toivul meyadas. The whole idea is you don't have a chatzitza. Sorry, started off by saying the central way. A chatzitza means you don't have 30 interests flying around and you're juggling balls at the same time. You're not a clown in the circus. Pshat is if you go into the mikveh, you got to make sure even if there's one sire that's out of the mikveh water, don't work. I don't know if you ever seen people who are immersed in learning. I've often said to you many times, famous Baruch there, just like there's a concept of bitul Torah in Kamus. there's a concept of bittul Torah be'echus. A lot of people are very careful to shmiras hazman, won't waste a minute to go to this year, that they'll go into the shir, cross their legs, take the Gemara, listen to the rabbi giving the magid shir, gvaldik. But are they arangetivt? Have they immersed themselves in the Torah? I remember I was a little bachur on Tevri Das, 15-year-old. There was a Rav, the biggest Rosh Hashir, the biggest highest shir was Rav Eli Chazan. Gana Go'inim. He was the Talmud Muvik, the Fashteir in Rebroch Ber. He was like the, right? So I was walking in the corridor once, and one of my chaverim calls out to me, Chazan! Because everyone called each other by the last names in those days. In America. And Rav Eli Chazan turned around. I turned around, he turned around. Do you think anybody in the right mind would call a celebrated Rosh Hashir by his last name in the hallway, scream? But he was so out of the box. Like, you know, he was one of the Bachram drove him home once. Anybody, whatever reason, he couldn't drop him by the door, he dropped him by the corner. So the rabbi didn't know the way from the corner to his house. He's been living there for 40 years. Mitzvah, a girl came out. And he stops her and Shulduk Medula Efshireistu Rav Chazan Voint. The girl looks up and says, Tati, it's Sarala. I had a mashpia, Rabbi Elkan. Yeah? The famous story is his wife once asked him, Rabbi was a genius, genius. Rabbi, can you take out the garbage? One of the things that women often ask their husbands. He took the garbage. 10 blocks later, he walks into 770 and he's holding this brown bag. What in the world's going on? And his wife told him to take out the garbage. Even Hatif Tanar, a mimer somewhere, like whatever. He was just walking with the garbage in down the street to be kind of like that. There was once a Satmar guy who wanted to learn Chassidus Chabad, whatever. But he knew that Chabad is modern. So up to the fifth Rebbe, still the Rebbe Shava, Abdul learn. But the two latest Rebbe is like a modern, modern people, don't want to learn from modern people. Fine. Okay, we all agree to learn. But he's scared he'll get murdered over there. So he came at 12 o'clock at night, midnight, Thursday night, and he'll learn till Alayhi Shachar and get back to Williamsburg before he gets, whatever. Okay. He finished his learning, 5 hours of learning together, whatever. Spoiler reveals like, genius of a genius. And then he has to call the car service to go back to his house. So he asks Rabbi Yoel, like 5 o'clock in the morning, Rabbi Yoel, what's your address? The car service guy in the phone wants to know your address. My address? Right? He screams to his wife, Leia, what's your address? So the Satmar guy, the Rosh Hashiva actually, the penny drops, a guy who doesn't know his own address can't be all that modern. He didn't know what Surah Samad. You can't be a Moderna, a Linka, whatever, if you don't know your own address. Don't know where you live. His whole life was Torah and Avodah. He didn't know what Surah Matbeah was. People who I knew, when they were involved in learning, they were totally oblivious to the whole world. That's the idea of being Tuyvel in the Mehadah Sator. The Abishal Helfen Taka, one of the schoolists to be Mekabel Shavuos, Betara, Bibush Betara, and the Greek, right? To get all the Batzeres, the Dein of Heres Elon, is to immerse oneself without any chatzitzes, to do a proper chafifa in the Shiva Nikim, and the Abish Health Dafka through the tough Kuf Samach Lugan Shemanikva is Gimatria, Bishruis, Yufkin Migalusa.